Now we come to ordination and installation of James Poteet as associate pastor here at Grace and Peace Presbyterian Church. This ordination service is an action of the North Texas Presbytery. Presbytery has set apart a commission to act in its behalf in laying hands upon James, in setting him apart to the holy office of the gospel ministry. And so we have a commission made up of six of us here today who are representing the North Texas Presbytery. I, of course, am teaching elder Matt Wood, a member of the presbytery. And then two other teaching elders are here with us. Teaching elder Mark Belanger is familiar to a lot of you guys because he's preached here in the past, but he's the pastor of Zion Presbyterian Church in Prosper, Texas, a sister church to us, as they were also planted out of Redeemer in McKinney. And then teaching elder Peter Deitch is the pastor of Hill Country Presbyterian Church down in Killeen. Peter is known to some of our folks who used to live in Midland when he was a pastor there. The Cox family had him as a pastor. And so I'm thankful to have both Mark and Peter here. Mark has been James's liaison with our candidates committee. A lot of D's in there. Candidates Committee at Presbytery. And so part of what I'm supposed to do now is talk to you about the process that the presbytery has gone through with James to get to this day. And that process begins with him becoming a candidate under the care of the presbytery. And so his local session recognizes gifts in him and recommends him to the presbytery to become a candidate for gospel ministry. And during your candidate time, typically you're in seminary and training for ministry. James started that a number of years ago, 6 years ago, 6 years ago when he was a member at Westminster Presbyterian Church in Gainesville. And Mark serves on our candidates committee for presbytery, so he's been liaison to James. And so he's been walking with him through this stage of being a candidate. So it's really nice that Mark can be here today to be a part of this. And then James actually serves on what's called a temporary session for Hill Country Church, which is a mission church of our presbytery. And so James has been working with the church in Killeen. You guys know he goes down there to preach every once in a while. So it's also wonderful that they're able to send Peter up here, and Peter's able to be here to be a part of this. And so as James has gone through that process with presbytery, the candidates committee overseeing this, he came here to Grace and Peace. He's been an intern with us now he's been a member here since 2020, and basically an intern of the presbytery and working with us as an intern since then, growing in his gifts for ministry, completing his seminary training just last month at Greenville Seminary. Then the next step in that, as you are a candidate and as you are completing your, as you're completing your being a candidate, you have to complete a one-year internship as well. Before you can be ordained as a teaching elder. And that internship has a whole page of requirements of different ministry tasks that you have to be sure that you accomplish as you are serving as an intern in a church. And so James did all that. And then you have to stand trials, as they're sometimes called at presbytery, or examinations of the presbytery to be licensed to preach the gospel and to be ordained as a minister of the gospel. And so so that you know, some of you have heard this before, but James has gone through a round of written exams in the areas of his knowledge of the English Bible, of the systematic theology, particularly the theology of the Westminster Confession of Faith, our Book of Church Order that tells us how we exist as a church, church history, and the sacraments. That's probably something like 10 or 12 hours of written exams, at least, that he took. And then he went and met with a committee of our presbytery that examined him orally in all of those areas. And then he stood before our presbytery, the whole group of 100 or so men, that could ask him questions in those areas as well. And just so that you guys know, James passed all of that with flying colors. He's done very well in all of his examinations as I've talked with those who were on those committees. And so now the kind of final stage in this is that today we will lay hands on him and set him apart to gospel ministry. And I just want to I did it a little bit in the sermon, but I do want to impress upon you the significance of what is happening today. The North Texas Presbytery, our presbytery, has examined this man. We have seen him at work here at Grace and Peace and can attest to his gifting for ministry and that the Lord has called him certainly to this ministry. You all have attested to that by extending a call to him as associate pastor. And what happens today is, again, that we lay hands upon him and he is devoted to the Lord for this service. His life is set apart to the Lord for this service. And that he would give himself to this from now on. As we're talking about this today, you know, earlier this week, James says, you know, this is the second most important day of my life. And his kids might argue with that, right? But I would say the same thing, right? The day you marry your wife is the most important day of your life, but the day you're set apart to gospel ministry is a complete change, right? It's setting apart the whole life. And so this is an immense day in the life of course, James Poteet, but also in the life of Grace and Peace Presbyterian Church as we add another teaching elder to serve full-time here as associate pastor. And so let's proceed then, talking about proceedings, and let's proceed with this. We begin with James taking some vows. And so, James, I'm going to get you to come forward now and stand right over here and face me. I printed these for you guys in your order of worship so that you can follow along as I ask James 8 questions. We speak of these as ordination vows, for he is standing before the Lord and you as witnesses, and vowing that his answers to these questions are true. And so, James, do you believe the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments as originally given to be the inerrant word of God, the only infallible rule of faith and practice?
I do.
Do you sincerely receive and adopt the confession of faith and the catechisms of this church as containing the system of doctrine taught in the Holy Scriptures? And do you further promise that if at any time you find yourself out of accord with any of the fundamentals of this system of doctrine, you will, on your own initiative, make known to your presbytery the change which has taken place in your views since the assumption of this ordination vow?
I do.
Do you approve of the form of government and discipline of the Presbyterian Church in America in conformity with the general principles of biblical polity?
I do.
Do you promise subjection to your brethren in the Lord?
I do.
Have you been induced, as far as you know, your own heart to seek the office of the holy ministry from love to God and a sincere desire to promote His glory in the gospel of His Son? Do you promise to be zealous and faithful in maintaining the truths of the gospel and the purity and peace and unity of the church, whatever persecution or opposition may arise unto you on that account?
I do.
Do you engage to be faithful and diligent in the exercise of all your duties as a Christian and a minister of the gospel, whether personal or relational, private or public, and to endeavor by the grace of God to adorn the profession of the gospel in your manner of life and to walk with exemplary piety before the flock of which God shall make you overseer?
I do.
Are you now willing to take charge of this church, agreeable to your declaration when accepting their call? And do you, relying upon God for strength, promise to discharge to it the duties of a pastor?
Absolutely, I do.
Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, members of Grace and Peace Presbyterian Church, I now have 4 questions to ask of you, and I will ask you to answer in the affirmative when I ask them by raising your right hand. And so, first, do you, the people of this congregation, continue to profess your readiness to receive James Poteet, whom you have called to be your pastor? If you do, please raise your right hand. Thank you. Do you promise to receive the word of truth from his mouth with meekness and love, and to submit to him in the due exercise of discipline? If you do, please raise your right hand. Thank you. Do you promise to encourage him in his labors, and to assist his endeavors for your instruction and spiritual edification? Please raise your right hand. Thank you. Do you engage to continue to him while he is your pastor that competent worldly maintenance which you have promised, and to furnish him with whatever you may see needful for the honor of religion and for his comfort among you? Please raise your right hand. Thank you. Amen. All right, brother, we're going to have you come up here and kneel. I'm going to ask all the elders that are here present. Any PCA ordained elder can come join us for this, particularly the commission, but anybody else can as well. And we're going to have you kneel down right here. And Peter, I'm going to have you pray. Let me find this. There you go.
Let us pray.